This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that makes changes to certain background checks.
Senate Bill 40 is the background check bill that you guys heard last year, and we've actually had it for the past 5 years, I believe.
Senate Bill 40 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee on February 14th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 22nd, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives the following day, sent to the executive branch on May 5th, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City is the sponsor.
One of my welding teachers brought this to me several years ago, and he said, Holly, he said, in my technical program class, he said, I have adults that come onto the high school campus during the regular school day. And he said, and we want that. We want people to be able to get their welding certificate as adults, and we're okay with them being in blended classrooms.
She adds it comes down to who does and who does not get background checks.
Even the lunch ladies have to have a background check. And he said, it really dawned on me when I overheard a conversation of one gentleman talking to a 16-year-old girl that was sitting next to him and talking about his time spent in jail for making meth. And he said, now I'm all for second chances, as am I. He said, but Holly said, there are other opportunities for people to take technical program classes if they shouldn't be with children. And he said, that makes me very uncomfortable.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says she was able to add to this measure.
That might not seem like a big deal, but the reality is often when domestic violence victims flee their home, they don't have a chance to bring all of their important paperwork with them. So this is a one-time thing that would allow them to get a birth certificate so they can start to get their personal lives in order. And the senator from Scott was open to allowing me to put an amendment on that bill that would allow for homeless youth to have a free photo ID. So I think those are just things that we can do to help those in our communities that are vulnerable.
Senate Bill 40 took effect on August 28th. In the meantime, lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. They have been able to pre-file legislation since July 1st. Pre-filed measures will receive their official bill numbers for 2024 starting on December 1st. Legislation is numbered based on a senator's seniority. There are other criteria in case there are more than one senator who has been in the Missouri Senate for the same length of time. For the first day bills are given their numbers, each senator is allowed to pre-file three proposals. Others are allowed to follow starting after December 1st. The second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will begin in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.